Welcome to the Savvy Working Mom podcast. This is the place where we share strategies to help you create a life you love. I'm your host, Whitney, a real-life working mom at a Fortune 500, professional speaker, and coach. I'm going to help you get real-life relief with simple systems so you can find more time and have less stress. With intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever. You've probably heard that clarity and self-care are two of the keys for building an awesome life. But in today's busy world, who has the time to figure out exactly what that means for herself? You can learn on your own, but you're learning in a vacuum, and with how much you have going on, it becomes really easy to put your own personal growth on the back burner. Which is where I come in. When you work with me, you'll get support from someone who really understands the challenges of being a working mom. I want to give you a special invite to request a free strategy call with me by visiting thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. Again, that URL is thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hey, Mama, let's talk about work. I'm going to make a bold statement. I know what you want out of work, and I'm not talking about a paycheck. Whether you love what you're doing or you are literally just collecting a paycheck, I bet that you want to be fulfilled at work or even find joy. Take a moment, think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing if every day you went to work, you felt fulfilled and you had joy? I want you to take a moment and then acknowledge this. And I also want you to know that you can have it, even if you don't love your actual day-to-day work. Listen, I've been in a place where I was just showing up and going through the motions. I had really enjoyed that job to start, but then something changed. I delivered on a really big and exciting project, and then I kind of got bored. I wanted to get ahead and move my career forward, but I felt stuck. I couldn't figure out how to do it. Ultimately, I left that company, but the days between knowing I wanted to leave and actually leaving were mind-numbing. I didn't like being in that place, so I had to figure out a way to make it more enjoyable. And here's what I found. You can actually have joy, or at least I found I could have joy even when my day-to-day work wasn't something that I wanted, and even when I was actively trying to leave the place because I wasn't super happy there anymore. Here's what I did, and here's what you can do. Whether you love your job right now or not, if you follow these steps, you are going to be more fulfilled and have more joy at work, which means your life is gonna feel better. So first, I got clear on why I was feeling that way, why I was feeling so down and stuck and not happy about coming into work. And it didn't come down to not getting promoted or not getting more money. It came down to me not feeling fulfilled. That zapped my joy. Showing up every day, feeling like I was pushing a button, feeling like I wasn't recognized, it really zapped my joy. So I knew that what I needed was more fulfillment while I planned my exit. Because, hey, I did want a promotion and I did want more money and I did want to see a path forward. I figured out that while that path forward might not be at the company that I was at and outside, I could still find joy in my work by finding fulfillment. Now, what fulfilled me outside of work was what I had to really narrow in on. I had to think about, what are the things that really get me jazzed? What are the things I get excited about doing? And how can I get those at work? How can I figure those things out and apply them to my day to day? So here's what I figured. I love coaching women. Clearly. Hello, Savvy Working Mom. I love coaching women. And there were plenty of women around who needed guidance and mentorship. And so I jumped in to start helping them. I made sure that on a weekly, if not daily basis, I was meeting with another woman and helping to coach her and mentor her and help her to feel good about her path forward. And that really fueled me. I also know that I love strategic thinking. I love taking all the different pieces and pulling them together to make a path forward. And so I started to strike up conversations with other people who were working on big projects. And I offered to be a sounding board to help them think through things, to help them pull the pieces together. And when I could do that, I felt better. Even though my day-to-day was a little bit boring to me, what they were working on was exciting. And by offering to use my brain power to help support them, I got more fulfillment. I also like to have fun. If there is fun to be done, you can count me in. And so I started telling a few more jokes and being a little silly at work. Was it in my original nature to be this way at work? No. I always believe I had to show up super professional. But what I found out was you can be professional and still tell jokes and have a little bit of fun. And so I did that. And that made my days better. These things fulfilled me. And they made me better each day. When I figured out that there were things outside of the actual day-to-day of my job that fulfilled me and that I could actually do them at work, it was a huge game changer in how I felt getting out of bed in the morning, how I felt going to work, how I felt for the 8+ hours a day that I was working while I continued to plan my exit. You can be in a place that you don't want to be and still actually enjoy it as long as you've got that forward momentum and your plan is being actioned. You can find fulfillment and joy in other ways until you move on to the next thing. Now listen, the role that I'm in right now, I truly love. I love my job right now and I still take the time to think about the things that I enjoy and bring those to work so that I can have even more joy. This is part of how I thrive. I'm in a job that I love, and outside of my day-to-day task in the office, I'm actively trying to coach women, to do the strategic thinking, and to have a little bit of fun because I know that when those three things are in my day, I have a better day, and that makes me a better mama. It makes me a better leader. It makes me a better worker. It makes me a better wife. It makes me a better person. I think that actively bringing those things to my job are part of why I actually do enjoy working so much. So I want you to take some action now. Write down three things that can that fulfill you outside of work, and then make a plan to start doing those same things while you're at work. That's all we've got for this episode of the Savvy Working Mom podcast. One thing that would really help both us and other potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at thesavvyworkingmom.com/blog and on Instagram at thesavvyworkingmom. And please just share this podcast with any other mama who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, with intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever.